good.
At the White House today, President Biden meeting with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on raising the debt limit.
The two sides are already trading barbs, but the president says that McCarthy is beholden to off-the-wall commitments he made to the far right. McCarthy says the president is playing politics, so this is going to be quite a meeting, but I would not expect much progress here today.
ABC's Mary Bruce in Washington. The former head of bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX is now barred from getting in contact with any of his former workers.
The judge modified the terms of Sam Bankman-Fried's release on bond to prohibit him from contacting former employees of the crypto exchange he founded, FTX, unless he's in the presence of his attorneys. The judge also blocked him from using Signal and other encrypted messaging apps. Federal prosecutors had said these limitations were necessary because Bankman-Fried had reached out to, among others, the general counsel of FTX. The defense characterized the outreach as innocuous, but to prosecutors it seemed designed to influence potential witness testimony in his criminal case. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Morgan Norwood, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 37. Winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 16. Tonight, clear skies. Sunny skies again. Tomorrow, 40. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. State Republican lawmakers have proposed a new bill that could potentially change the electoral process in the state, making a runoff happen between the top two candidates in order to win a 50% threshold in an election. But it is getting some skepticism from both sides of the aisle.
Just, I don't think that the runoff election is the mechanism. There are some challenges with military mail-in ballots. The current statute says they have to be out in 45 days before the election, and the runoff is only 30 days or so after the election. I'm not sure that it's going to be moving out of the committee this year.
That's State Representative Pat Proctor, Republican from Leavenworth and chair of the House Elections Committee on KSNT News. Democrats say they oppose the bill as well, as they say they want to give an opportunity for anyone to run for office.
The people of Kansas have spoken. I think that the system that's currently in place allows for both major political parties to participate, but also independent and libertarian candidates as well.
A governor's candidate has not received a full 50% of the support in decades. Mid-American Network News. The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces, transportation, housing, digital connections, community resilience, diversity and inclusion, and more. And this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community. Community Challenge, paid for by AARP.
Where's the best place to catch a Wichita State baseball game? It's in X Stadium's All-American Club Suite. Located high above home plate, the All-American Club offers a luxury viewing experience and top-notch hospitality. Included in the membership is a VIP reserved parking pass, admission for two to all Sure baseball games, catered meals, beverage, bar service. It's always sunny and 70 degrees in the All-American Club. To inquire about pricing or to purchase your membership to Shocker Baseball's All-American Club, call 316-978-7276. Go Shocks!
The city of Kansas City has announced a $1.5 billion Kansas City International Airport that will officially open on February 28th. KNDY News reports that the facility is more than 1 million square feet with a single terminal airport, being the largest single infrastructure project in the city's history. The announcement came from city officials saying that it is replacing the three-terminal airport that opened back in 1972, with the first flight set for February 28th at 5 a.m. will be a Southwest plane headed to Chicago Midway International Airport. According to the current mayor, Quentin Lucas, during the latest conference, he said the terminal is being completed on time and on budget. The airport is set to have 40 gates with the possibility of expanding to 50 gates if needed. In other news, the city of Liberal, Kansas has offered its police chief position to Chester Pinkston. KNDY News reports that Pinkston is a 30-year veteran of law enforcement coming out of the Wichita Police Department from the last 32 years. He did start his law enforcement career in Reno County back in 1988. He's expected to start the position within the next 30 days. Mid-American Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention at the federal level has officially partnered with the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services to help create a new school nursing scholars program in these states. As they say, they're looking to try and help some of the shortages in the nursing industry within Nebraska. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the Nebraska Medical Center has been granted a $915,000 grant to give to the UNMC nursing students, as the program allows nursing students to have the chance to be placed throughout K-12 schools across the state and be exposed to a broad overview of public health issues at the local level. The program will require students to participate in a comprehensive program, including the needs for assessments, school testing, health education, along with additional support to keep the general population safe. The start of the program will be accessible to 25 nursing students across all five UNMC campuses at no cost, beginning in the spring semester of 2023. Good American Network News.
Riverwind RV, Kansas's most trusted RV dealer, will be down at Century 2 February 2nd through 5th. Go check out Riverwind RV at the Greater Kansas RV Show at Century 2. Riverwind RV, located at 1523 West Ledgerwood Drive, is Kansas's most trusted RV dealer with a great sales and service department. And February 2nd through 5th is your chance to catch them downtown at Century 2. Check out Riverwind RV for your fifth wheels, toy haulers, and travel trailers. For the biggest selection of RVs in Kansas, go see Riverwind RV at the Greater Kansas RV Show February 2nd through 5th. Riverwind RV carries all the top brands. Go down to 1523 West Ledgerwood Drive to check out their selection of Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Keystone, Gulfstream, and more. Riverwind carries all the brands you want and services them too. Check them out February 2nd through 5th for the Greater Kansas RV Show at Century 2. You won't want to miss it. Visit Riverwind RV today at riverwindrv.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A lawsuit will go to district court in Marshall County as the Grain Belt Express transmission line is challenged. A five-year section of the Heavenland Biswell Trust, located southeast of Holmes City, is being sought by eminent domain as Grain Belt is pursuing a high-voltage transmission line that will transfer power from the southwest Kansas wind farms to states further east. The proposed route runs into Washington County, then through Marshall and Nemahal counties, along a line mostly south of U.S. 36 Highway. The case is scheduled for hearing March 7th. AT&T has updated the current project on U.S. 36 and 9th Street in Marysville, as well as a future project at 8th and Center. The current project is nearly complete. AT&T has a similar project that may begin soon. AT&T will not be working with the current contractor following completion of the current work and will instead use Young Backhoe with hopes the project will go smoother and quicker. For a period of time, sections of the highway and adjacent side streets may also be shut down as they're connecting the two projects. City Council raised concern with street blockage and delays at their last meeting, noting the city is bound by easement rights for AT&T. On a related project, crews with Blue Valley Technologies are continuing extension of fiber to home with work split into multiple phases. Residents and customers can expect contact from representatives as well as mailings as work in specific neighborhoods is scheduled. KNDY was among many U.S. radio stations challenged this week by a suspected ransomware attack on the Skyview satellite networks, which retransmit audio for ABC and CBS News, among others. The issues appeared Monday morning, and by midday were creating programming issues with KNDY stations. Temporary fixes have been established as a longer-term solution is being resolved. This affects our ABC radio network on KNDY. Soil Conservation District winners in Marshall County were recognized during the annual meeting last week and include Banker Soil Awards to Haddam, Alice Dressman, Ivan and Marilyn Dressman, Darren and Ashley Jacobson, Morgan, Moe and Lindsay Wanklin, Larry and Rhonda Wassenberg, Ryan and Angie Wassenberg. The Banker's Windbreak Award went to Craig and Kelly Harries, and the Grassland Award to Todd and Tracy Cromie. In Washington County, Ron and Donna Schmitz received the Range Management Award, Greg Cooney, Soil Conservation, and Ron Klataski and Marjorie Pape, the Wildlife Award. Winter formal was Saturday at Marysville High School with Muriel Tambo, Crown Queen, and Thomas Behrens, King. At Hanover, the Queen, Jamie Bruna, and King, Dean Lupin, were crowned Friday. And at Frankfurt, winter formal Queen was Clara Key and King, Delvin Helmricks. Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual meeting and celebration will be this Saturday, February 4th at 6 p.m. at the Arts Center in Marysville. Reservations are requested. Tickets are $20 each. From Stacy Mayer at the Chamber Main Street office. Guest speaker will be Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development. His weekly radio program, Kansas Profile, airs each Saturday morning on KNDY. Annual Chamber Main Street meeting this Saturday in Marysville at the Arts Center at 6. Tickets available at the Chamber Main Street office. Ralph Miller, age 89, of Frankfurt, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Miller. Larry M. Heenick, age 71, of Rural Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Larry Heenick.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
Sonic has something delicious for you.
Hey, announcer guy, that's your cue.
Try the Melty Junior Cheeseburger, Fritos Chili Cheese Junior Wrap, and Sweet Mini Sundaes, topped with Oreo cookies or Snickers, all part of Sonic Under $2 Craves.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely craving that previously mentioned thing.
Sonic Under $2 Craves.
Mmm, Sonic.
Exclusions apply. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Temperatures still warming up throughout the region today. Sunshine with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper teens. More sunshine on Thursday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And staying slightly cooler throughout Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Slightly breezy on Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s, southeast winds between 5 and 15, and gusting as high as 25. And staying extremely mild throughout Friday night, partly cloudy skies with our lows in the mid-20s and mid-30s. Temperatures will continue to rise as we head into the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. Clear skies Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still staying sunny on Sunday with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. And partly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s. And still staying dry and sunny throughout early next week. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early February, 41. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 19. And the record low, 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:34. Sunset this evening at 5:47.
A clear night in February will provide some glorious stargazing opportunities. We have the month's highlights today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 1st, the 32nd day of the year. Actor Clark Gable was born on this day in 1901. Sky watchers should have eyes on the sky starting on the 3rd when the moon meets Pollux, the brighter of the legendary Gemini twins. Mars, dimming but still very bright, remains above Taurus's famous orange star, Aldebaran, and outshines it. From the 7th to the 28th, brightening Venus draws closer to Jupiter. On the 27th, the crescent moon closely meets Mars, while Venus and Jupiter meet up nearby. On the 28th, the night's brightest stars begin to merge to create an amazing configuration. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy online at almanac.com.
This is Crazy Cal at the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, Marysville, Kansas, 562-2426. If you want the look, come to our salon for highlights, tanning, waxes, full-service salon. That's the Look Hair Salon at 105 South 8th Street, 562-2426. We've got the look, and we're the cutting edge.
The Norris Motor Company in Marysville has a 2016 Chevy Impala and 2016 Chevy Equinox, a 2013 and 2012 Chevy Equinox, and a 2011 Buick Enclave CXL. It's a local trade. These models are ready for a test drive today at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the one-point loss in overtime last time for the Sunflower State Showdown, the Kansas Jayhawks topped the Kansas State Wildcats last night, sitting 90-78 for the final score, bringing the Jayhawks back up to the number 8 slot in the national AP polls. The Wildcats have dropped down to the number 7 slot. It was a strong start for the Jayhawks overall as the first quarter wrapped up with 49 points on the board for the Jayhawks. The Wildcats only able to put 37 on the board by the second half. They were evenly matched at 41. Jalen Wilson for the Jayhawks had a strong game with 20 points on the board, 8 rebounds and 4 assists, with the number 3 guard Harris putting 18 points on the board with 2 assists. On the Wildcat side, Keontae Johnson ended up having a strong night, also with 22 points on the board and 12 rebounds. Marquise Noel had 23 points for the night with 3 rebounds and 4 assists. With the loss for the Wildcats, they dropped down to the number 2 slot in the Big 12 Conference. The Jayhawks are back up to the number 3 position. The Texas Longhorns are currently sitting at number 1.
The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces,
transportation,
housing,
digital connections,
community resilience,
diversity and inclusion,
and more. And this year, the program features 2 new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community-challenge. Paid for by AARP.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
After getting their redemption from the Cincinnati Bengals and going into Super Bowl 57 against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Kansas City Chiefs have beat the odds and proved themselves yet again with a superstar quarterback, and many of the sports pundits say it could be a record-winning year for the Chiefs.
After a shocking defeat to the Bengals in last year's AFC title game, the Chiefs get revenge and reach their 3rd Super Bowl in the last 4 seasons. Mahomes beating Burrow on essentially one leg will add yet another iconic chapter to this quarterback's already legendary resume. Let's remember, some pundits had the Chiefs finishing dead last in the supposed loaded AFC West coming into the year. But instead of reminiscing, they retooled and reinvented themselves. Travis Kelce put together one of the greatest seasons ever by a tight end. All because Andy Reid continued to show why he's a Hall of Fame head coach. Now both Reid and Mahomes are back in the Super Bowl, just 2 years after experiencing their most embarrassing defeat together. This Super Bowl in the desert offers redemption and an opportunity for the Chiefs to truly inch closer to dynasty status and being labeled as the team of the decade. That's what's at stake.
That audio from azcentral.com, Mid-America Network Sports.
Tuesday night basketball action in girls play. Riley County beat Marysville 48-18. Clay Center over Chapman 42-33 and Concordia down Clifton Clyde 46-45. Hanover girls beat Valley Heights 52-44. Frankfort over Blue Valley 71-37. Donovan West topped Axtell 76-33. Lynn girls over Washington County 51-26. And Centralia beat Troy 46-37. In boys action, Marysville over Riley County 54-34. Clifton Clyde took Concordia 46-42. Hanover boys topped Valley Heights 55-26. Blue Valley took Frankfort 76-52. Axtell over Donovan West 44-21. Lynn boys took Washington County 52-46.
Marysville boys win at Riley County 54-34. Bulldogs a double-digit lead early on, and Riley County cut that lead to 2 early in the second half. Marysville opened up with a 25-9 run in the fourth quarter for the win, led by Jack Lauer with 17 points. Willow Totten double figures with 10 as the Bulldogs win their second straight, improving to 12-2. Riley County's Eli Harmison at 13 points. Falcons Baltimore 10. Marysville 54, Riley County 34. Marysville girls never got started. We're down 18-2 at the end of the first quarter, and they lost 48-18 in the opener. C.J. Rignell with 15 points, and Anna Lambert scores 13 for Riley, improving to 8-6. Marysville led by Lindsey Dressman with 8 as the Bulldogs fall to 4-10. Riley County 48, Marysville 18, the girls' final Tuesday. Bulldogs back at home in league playoffs in Abilene Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Nierke.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Glossy green leaves, fragrant flowers, and edible fruit make growing Meyer lemon plants indoors a worthwhile endeavor. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grow your plant in a sunny window and supplement low-light conditions with artificial lights. Avoid drafts of hot and cold air that can lead to flower and fruit drop. Use a quality potting mix and container with drainage holes. Don't be anxious to move your plant into a larger pot, as citrus plants like to be somewhat pot-bound. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are beginning to dry. Overwatering and growing plants in too large a container can lead to root rot. Apply fertilizer, as directed on the label, between April and September. Improve your success by increasing the humidity around your plant. Place it on a gravel tray filled with water. Keep the pot elevated above the water level. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
In November of 1961, this small town in North Texas was overwhelmed with people coming to pay their respects to a man who had led the House of Representatives longer than any other person. Local residents were employed just to shuttle all of the dignitaries from the nearest airport to the largest building in town, the First Baptist Church. The story of this country's first televised state funeral is this edition of The American Countryside.
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Sam Rayburn served as Speaker of the House longer than any other person. His time in office spanned 6 decades and 8 presidents. He died on November 16th, 1961.
He had made it very clear that he wanted his funeral services here and he wanted to be buried here in the family plot.
Emma Young at the Rayburn Library and Museum says Bonham, Texas was just a small town. The largest venue for the funeral was the First Baptist Church.
Kennedy and LBJ both came, and then 2 former presidents, Harry Truman and Dwight Eisenhower, both came. But in addition to those 4 men, there were about 128 congressmen.
The town scrambled to accommodate the large delegation of national leaders arriving to pay respects. Planes arrived at the Air Force Base in nearby Sherman.
They got local people to shuttle people over in car caravans, and the presidents were flown in by helicopter, and the town stopped completely for that day.
People around the nation witnessed the funeral in Bonham.
It was the first televised state funeral. I've heard estimates that our population tripled on the day of the funeral because people came in, they lined the streets.
Rayburn designed his library here, including an exact replica of his office in Washington, D.C.
The books that we have on our shelves were Mr. Rayburn's private collection, and every one of them is signed on page 99 with his initials, and that's how we know a book belonged to him.
It was a practice he began as a child. Today, the place pays tribute to the man who served as Speaker of the House longer than any other person. Traveling the countryside in Bonham, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Sure sign that spring is coming is when lambs are born. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The whole process is a lot easier on them and you if you're well prepared as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Lambing season, sheep producers spend most of their time in the barn, checking the flock morning, noon, and night to look for new lambs or signs of lambing. Extension educator Melanie Barkley at Penn State University says the ewe should be healthy and in good condition, not too thin, not too fat. That means proper nutrition management throughout the pregnancy.
Typically, I recommend that folks start with an average quality hay, and they can feed that clear up until the last third of the pregnancy. At that last third, the nutritional requirements of the ewe tend to increase a lot, either improve the quality of the hay or, in addition, add a higher energy type of feed. That's normally some sort of grain. Corn works very well.
It's important to prevent overcrowding with other sheep. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation, but the area should be free of drafts.
There's no need to boil water and wash the sheets, but Barclay says there are a few supplies you'll want to have on hand just in case there are problems.
In addition to having the basics of, say, iodine, the CD&T, which is a vaccination for overeating and tetanus, you'll want to have whatever method they use for castrating. So you want to make sure you have the band prepared for that. Nutrient drench in case they've got weak lambs, a weak lamb feeding tube in case a lamb's not able to nurse right away, bottle and nipples, milk replacer. Those would all be kinds of things that you would want to have on hand.
The ewe will let you know she's about ready to give birth. Her breathing rate will increase. She'll be restless, paw at the ground, and separate herself from the other sheep. Check on her often to make sure everything's all right. Find more tips on lambing preparation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
School, but I like to make a list on paper before going to the grocery store. It ensures I don't miss anything, and I'm not left stranded if my phone battery dies. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
while it's on a much smaller scale, I think about my grocery list like I think about my financial strategy. I like to have a well-rounded plan. A holistic strategy should include a plan for saving, spending, investing, and giving. And don't forget, most importantly, it should align with your values and your purpose. If you're unsure how to start putting together a financial strategy, just put pen to paper, like a grocery list. Write out your short and your long-term goals in life, and then think about each bucket: saving, spending, investing, and giving. From there, you can determine how to allocate money. Just like having a list at the grocery store, a well-rounded financial strategy can be a helpful roadmap as you go through life.
The year-round sport of buying and selling farm machinery. Today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce downforce control and SureSpeed high-accuracy planting systems to right-spot individual nozzle control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Uncomplicate the buying of crop protection products and save money in the process with FarmTrade.com. Their Name Your Price model has been helping farmers since 1998. It's simple, it's fast, it's reliable, and you'll like keeping more of your hard-earned dollars in your own pocket. And all trades are protected by FarmTrade.com's escrow service. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Tyler Mark is steeped in value trends in used farm machinery. The University of Kentucky Ag Econ Associate Professor offered an analysis of the used machinery market at the recent Purdue Top Farmer Conference.
We've got a whole different ag equipment strategy, and these strategies get pretty tricky in the post-pandemic world. And I think some of you are starting to see that or are seeing that in your operations now as you start to think about how you retool or purchase new equipment for that operation.
Based on study of used machinery sales, Mark says farmers tend to form habits when it comes to buying equipment.
We also have kind of a cyclical nature, too, as to when we get rid of that equipment, right? We tend to trade it after the season and those things, too. So you got some of those nuances going on as well.
In addition to purchase costs, Mark says machinery repair and maintenance expenses are also going up. Manufacturers are passing along their higher costs for labor and supply chain issues.
Hopefully by the end of 2023, we're starting to see some more softening in this side of the market. That assumes that we can keep up and continue to push forward with increased new manufacturing.
Mark says equipment makers are attempting to catch up with the backlog of orders for new machinery, but he expects a slow recovery. And he adds it's going on the same around the world. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Come work for a stable, family-owned company. Landall Company, starting their 60th year in business, is hiring for welders in the Waterville and Marysville facilities. Wages depend on weld test and experience and start at $16.80 to $21.95 per hour. 10 hours overtime per week, Monday through Friday, $2 per hour shift differential, and 4% attendance bonus. Lots of earning potential plus extensive benefit plan. Apply online at Landall.com or contact their Human Resource Department 785-562-5381. EEO, Vets and Disability, welcome.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The deadline for filling out and returning the 2023 Census of Ag is rapidly approaching. Tony Dorn is the Chief of Environmental, Economics, and Demographics Branch at the National Ag Stats Service. He says the deadline, well, it's just a few days away.
The last day to respond is Monday, February 6th, and we appreciate all the farmers and ranchers who responded so far, and we definitely appreciate everyone to respond by the due date. We're trying to offer as many different ways for farmers and ranchers to respond as possible. We're out there, and anyway, we'll gladly try to make it as easy as possible for everybody to respond.
Dorn says it's extremely important that farmers and ranchers fill out the census.
It's the only comprehensive source of county-level agricultural data, and it's conducted once every 5 years. So it's not very often that there's a measure of county-level agricultural activity across the whole United States. So it's used extensively and throughout the years. It's basically a historic landmark of what's happening in agriculture. And since the last 5 years, a lot has happened in the economy and agriculture, technology, and all different areas of the world has changed quite a bit. So it's a measure of all those changes, really, and the impacts that agriculture has on the world. So it's very important to measure all that, and it's very important that farmers and ranchers respond.
It's a chance for farmers and ranchers to influence the future of ag policy at all levels of government.
When farmers and ranchers respond, it's really giving your voice out there as far as how your agriculture activity, how's it doing? And the fact that it's at the county level is really an indication where local policies, local programs, local initiatives, everything that looks at measuring agriculture at the local level looks towards the census of agriculture because it's such a rich data set, because everybody wants to know what's happening in agriculture in the rural communities and urban agriculture as well. So there's so many new trends that happen.
That's your Ag News on this Wednesday.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Where's the best place to catch a Wichita State baseball game? It's in X Stadium's All-American Club Suite. Located high above home plate, the All-American Club offers a luxury viewing experience and top-notch hospitality. Included in the membership is a VIP reserved parking pass, admission for two to all Shucker baseball games, catered meals, beverage, and bar service. It's always sunny and 70 degrees in the All-American Club. To inquire about pricing or to purchase your membership to Shucker Baseball's All-American Club, call 316-978-7276.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A sure sign that spring's around the corner is when lambs are born. It's a lot easier on them and you if you're well prepared. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operation's profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Lambing season, sheep producers spend most of their time in the barn, checking the flock morning, noon, and night to look for new lambs or signs of lambing. Extension educator Melanie Barkley at Penn State University says the U should be healthy and in good condition, not too thin, not too fat. That means proper nutrition management throughout the pregnancy.
Typically, I recommend that folks start with an average quality hay, and they can feed that clear up until the last third of the pregnancy. At that last third, the nutritional requirements of the ewe tend to increase a lot, either improve the quality of the hay or, in addition, add a higher energy type of feed. That's normally some sort of grain. Corn works very well.
It's important to prevent overcrowding with other sheep. Make sure there's plenty of ventilation, but the area should be free of drafts. There's no need to boil water and wash the sheets, but Barkley says there are a few supplies you'll want to have on hand just in case there are problems.
In addition to having the basics of, say, iodine, the CD&T, which is a vaccination for overeating and tetanus, you'll want to have whatever method they use for castrating. So you want to make sure you have the band prepared for that. A weak lamb feeding tube in case a lamb's not able to nurse right away. Bottle and nipples, milk replacer. Those would all be kinds of things that you would want to have on hand.
The ewe will let you know she's about ready to give birth. Her breathing rate will increase. She'll be restless, paw at the ground, and separate herself from the other sheep. I'm Jody Hinke. Find more tips on lambing preparation at agriculture.com.
$15.70 now.
MSEN Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
Got to be 22.50.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Wednesday, February the 1st. Here's what we're looking at right now. March corn down a half right now. So there's a bit of a rally happening in corn. Price right now, 679 and a quarter. May corn, 677 and a half, and it's flat right now. Was down earlier. Taking a look at Kansas City wheat for March, we're 880 and a quarter right now. That's where we are. That's up 1.5. Kansas City wheat for May, 873. That's up 1.25. March oats down 3 at 391. May oats down 3.75 at 383.5. Soybeans for March, 1517 and a quarter. That's down 20.75. May soybeans, 1513. That's down 17.25. Cotton for March, 85.50 is your price. That's down 72 cents. Cotton for May, 86.23. That's down 72 cents as well. Live cattle for February, 158.55. That's down 30 cents. Live cattle for April, 162.25. That's down 77.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 183.30. That's down $2.85. Feeder cattle for April, 187.82. That's down $2.22.5. Crude oil for March, down $2.56 per barrel. That's at 76.30 right now. Crude oil for April, 76.63 is your current price per barrel, and that's down $2.54. Gold for February right now, 1922, that's down $7.50. Gold for April, 1941.60, that's down $3.70. Silver for March, 23.59.5, that's down 24 cents. Silver for May, 23.79.5, that's down 24 cents. Dow down 319, S&P down 19, NASDAQ down 26. And let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Here's another Scott Auction. Scott Auction will be conducting the 31st annual Western Kansas Farm Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport, Garden City, Kansas. We want your consignments of farm and antique tractors, combines and harvest equipment, industrial equipment, loaders, backhoes, skid steers, forklifts, and related items. Farm tillage, row crop, and hay equipment, semis, trucks, and pickups, flatbed, gooseneck, grain, livestock, utility, and semi-trailers, irrigation engines, pipe and sprinkler equipment, shop equipment, equipment, power tools, welders and generators, motorhomes, campers, boats, ATVs and motorcycles, riding mowers, sprayers, fuel tanks, livestock equipment and related items. Call in consignments now for maximum advertising and best placement. For consignment terms, see scottauction.com or call 620-276-8282. Scott Auctions, 31st Annual Farm and Industrial Equipment Auction on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, February the 13th, 14th and 15th at the Garden City Regional Airport. Another Scott Auction. There is a reason.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Listed as threatened by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in November, the lesser prairie chicken and producers' rights have been a hot topic of debate. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts provides information on what the threatened status of this species entails for Kansas producers.
Non-incidental take would be intentional take, like hunting, when we're referring to things that inadvertently resulted in the death of a threatened or endangered species, like a cow stepping on a lesser prairie chicken nest. Those would be incidental take because they're by accident. The Fish and Wildlife Service recognizes that if we weren't producing cattle on those rangelands, or sheep or goats, those rangelands would be used for another purpose and that they would no longer likely be maintained as prairie. And that's critical for the lesser prairie chicken. Also, the act of grazing by cattle creates plant diversity. So grazing is a critical part of the existence of lesser prairie chickens. So that 4D rule, it's designed to avoid take, but it acknowledges that there may be some take at a small scale to do things that are going to favor the species.
Ricketts explains how returning CRP land into production would be affected.
The other thing we need to think about is expired CRP grass. So expired CRP that has been cropland within the last 5 years would be included under normal agricultural practices and most likely could be broken back out and would not be considered incidental take. If anybody within the lesser prairie chicken range is considering breaking out CRP that's expired and hasn't been tilled in the last 5 years, then they really should reach out to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Ricketts goes on to discuss the 4D exemption and who qualifies.
One of the provisions of the 4D rule is that if there is a grazing plan in place approved by a plan developer, we are covered for incidental take. So what that would mean is we don't have to worry about ramifications if we did accidentally run over a lesser prairie chicken nest when we're checking cattle and those sorts of things. Anybody who's going to develop a plan must be approved by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as a developer. Anybody who wishes to be considered, fill out the application, talk about the things that would allow them to write a good plan, and then the Fish and Wildlife Service consider whether or not that person will be approved. These plans have to consider things like soils, past management of that particular parcel, precipitation in the area. It's not a prairie chicken grazing plan. It's not a range management plan. It is a plan to meet this 4D exemption. Any producer who has been grazing cattle for very long in western Kansas likely qualifies as someone who should be an approved plan developer and should apply.
That was Drew Ricketts, K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist, explaining the implications of the lesser prairie chicken being classified as threatened. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.